fresh breath of alternate air.
And welcome. This is the Jurassic Plastic program on this Monday evening. I am your host, Doug Ford. The Pint Man is the only man in the pub this evening serving up the music for you, so I hope you do enjoy. I'm a wee bit under the weather. I think, like a lot of Montrealers, perhaps we're fighting off all kinds of demon viruses that seem to be swirling around, so you may not hear too much from me this evening, which in itself may be a blessing to you all, but we do have some music lined up for you, so do stick around. You're listening to the Jurassic Plastic program right here on CKUT. This opening track, well, it's some of a chestnut classic, but it certainly paints the color of my day.
Tuesday, oh, Tuesday, I'm so cultural appropriation is.
in the morning, coffee just to start a horrible fucking day. Gonna make them baby on it. Gonna make them sweat. Got the whole place spinning. Real deep web.
Dedicated to the good fuckers and those who want to be good fuckers.
Yeah. I'm Bernard Fleming, Executive Director of the MRP Foundation. I'm here to remind you that cold and flu season is just around the corner, and thousands of people will be in need of your help and your mucus. On behalf of this year's Mucus Recovery Project, I'm begging you, please, please give early and give often. It's a little-known fact that many people are physically unable to produce their own mucus. For them, phlegm is just a dream. The reality is, they're left high and dry. But with your help and others like you, life-enriching and body-cleansing mucus can be gathered, purified, and redistributed to the folks who really need it. The MRP is completely self-supporting and gets no help from Washington. That's why we need you. So what do you say? How about hocking one up for those who really need it? To find out how you can help, contact the Mucus Recovery Project at 1-800-HOT-TUI. Please, give a spit.
Oh, thank you.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is CKUT-FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
Yes.
some mulatto girl shot him in the mouth and left him in the hotel near the mid-south office. He worked in distribution, regional vice president. Collapse, unload it, pop up, I must accumulate. Unload it, pop up, I must accumulate. Unload it, pop up, I must accumulate. Well, the soil is rich, competition fat, rotten, vulnerable, oozing from the slats. And two gas heavy bloated, sitting there all puckered up.
blues waltz. The prison airs, a prisoner's prayer, I know. Little Junior's blue flames, Mr. Train, love my baby. Dr. Ross, come back, baby. Chicago Breakdown. Little Milton begging my baby. Somebody told me. Billy the Kid, Emerson, no teasing around. If loving is believing. Hot shot love. Jam. Earl Peterson, Boogie Blues, In the Dark. Howard Seraph, Troublesome Waters, I Must Be Saved. James Cotton, My Baby, Straighten Up, Baby. Snuggle, Bourbon Street Jump. Harmonica France, The Great Medical. Menagerie, Rockin' Chair Daddy. James Cotton, Cotton Trot Blues, Hold Me In Your Arms. Elvis Presley, That's All Right. Blue Moon of Kentucky. Elvis Presley, Good Rockin' Tonight. I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Woo-hoo! Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
You are listening to the Drastic Plastic Program right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Take a walk through the edge of town, past the tracks. Viaduct glooms like a bird of doom. She shifts and she drags, cracks. The whispering wires and the border fires hum. You ain't never coming back. Across the square, the bridge and mills and the stacks. No car, where they get you one. You got no
Motorcycle, won't you change me? In a world of funny changes, speeding motorcycle, won't you change me? Cycle, let's speed some more.
you say you're leaving. So we threw you a party. Ice cream cake, surprise guests, all there to see you out the door. And I won't ask you to stay. Why you feel the need to be on your way? I'm sure you've made up your mind. And next time I'm in Toronto, I'll be sure to drop a line.
Have it, and I'd rather see a friend go all in on a dream.
Thank you.
Thing, I don't know if people know, you know, his reputation precedes him in a way, but Shane was an incredibly kind, sort of generous, pure spirit, and just an extraordinary person, an extremely funny guy, and just, in my view at least, the songwriter of his generation. I don't know too much about Irish music. You probably know a lot more about it than I do. But I would say he's, you know, sitting up there.
Oh, for sure.
You know, within the whole historical context as one of the great songwriters.
Yeah.
Irish songwriters and greatest.
Great songwriters per se, I think, yeah. General. There's a sort of raw honesty to his work that I've never found anywhere else, really.
Yeah. He always had something that I didn't quite understand back then, when I first met him, was a genuine compassion towards people. You know, he was just kind to people, even though he was caustic and sort of had this rough edge to him. He was enormously generous and kind to ordinary people.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, and I just an extraordinary guy. I'm just, it's just very sad today.
Yeah, yeah. I have one story. You've reminded me of a story when I got a call from him once, and the Pogues were, I think, number two in the charts with Fairy Tale. And he said, oh, come and meet me in King's Cross before it was gentrified. Come and meet me in the Wimpy Bar in King's Cross. We were living the dream in those days. And I remember I turned up, and he was always an hour late, but I suddenly noticed this commotion, and there was two guys who I thought were homeless scrabbling about on the side of the road, and one of them was Shane, and he'd basically given money to a homeless person, and the notes had blown away, and the both of them were running around trying to. And I remember thinking, like, I can't imagine the pet shop boy scrabbling around in the gutter on King's Cross, but yeah. It said something about his sort of authenticity.
I saw that a lot with him.
Yeah.
He would carry around a big roll of cash to give to people, essentially.
Yeah. Anyway.
McCormick and Richard Tauber are singing by the bed. There's a glass of punch below your feet and an angel at your head. There's devils on each side of you with bottles in their hand. You need one more drop of poison and you'll dream of foreign lands.
When you pissed yourself in Frankfurt and got sipped down in Cologne, and you're at the rattling death trains as you lay there all alone. Frank Ryan bought you whiskey in a brothel in Madrid, and you text some fucking black shirt who was cursing all the yids. And a sick bit of Coop Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, but a ghost are rattling at the door and the devil's in that chair. They used in tavern, you screamed it was your shell, but I wouldn't give you a service, so you kicked the windows out. They took you out into the street, kicked you in the brains, so you went back then through a bolted door and did it all again. And a sick bit of Coop Cullen will kneel and say a prayer, and the ghosts are rattling at the door and the devil's in that chair. Hey!
Remember that foul evening when you heard the banshees howl? There was lazy, drunken bastards singing Billy in the Bell. They took you up to midnight mass and left you in the lurch. So you dropped a button in the plate and spewed up in the church.
Now you're sing a song of liberty for blacks and packs of jocks. And I take you from this dump you're in and stick you in a box. Then I take you to the fire and shove you in the ground. We stick your head back out and shout, we'll have another round. At the graceland of Cook Cullen, we'll kneel around and cry. And God is in his heaven and Billy's down by the bay.
All right, now it is time for Philosophy Corner. Are you ready? Here it is. Have you ever seen a garbage can with a sticker on it? I have. It is a thing that I want to see all the time, because my friend, whose name is Jimmy Dave, tells me that their haircut is a wonderland of human ingenuity and mad skills masquerading as a full-on harvester festival of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things. Also, my child is a constant fountain of weird sounds, smells and ideas that will never ever 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 stop. And that's okay, because it's what children are supposed to do. It could be that all I can never know, and all that I can never say, is just what somebody else tells me to know and tells me to say, but that's my job, because I am a robot at the sole command of a fully registered human being animal. That's all for now.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Hey, everybody, it's me, your captain. Fully registered human being here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I've got a show for you tonight. Rockin' tunes, no real theme, just a feel. You're going to like it. Stick around for CanCon. Stick around for heaviness. But right now, stick around for the one and only Fugazi.